This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chicago winters can be tough. Snow, ice, and freezing temps make every drive a challenge. If you're thinking it's time for a new Chevy, you're right. Your local Chevy dealer has the perfect vehicle to keep you safe and confident on the road. From heavy-duty performance to everyday versatility, Chevy has you covered. The Silverado offers unmatched power. The Equinox and Blazer provide all-weather confidence. Need room for the whole crew? Check out the Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban. Or go for the sporty, city-friendly tracks, perfect for navigating winter streets. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com to explore the latest models, find special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and even start shopping online. Don't let winter slow you down. Find your next Chevy today at ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was the voice of Draymond Green adding his name to the list of people criticizing NBA All-Star Weekend. And here to talk about NBA All-Star Weekend and all things Celtics is NBC Sports Boston's Brian Scalabrine. Scal is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, by John's Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when the drains don't flow, and by FindMassMoney.gov. Scal, what did you think of All-Star Weekend? Did you hate it?
I mean, I was down there. I had to work it a little bit. The guys are really excited. I think, like, LeBron backing out of the game kind of had a you kind of saw, like, there's some players that wanted to play hard. If you watch the All-Star game, Wembanyama was going hard out there. And there were some other guys that were playing hard. Format was terrible. And then the worst thing was that 20-minute gap on a game that was 11-1 where Kevin Hart came out. They got the guys gone fishing. Like, they want the players to compete, and then they do that in the middle of the game. Like, how tone deaf is the NBA? And the fact that they were blaming it on the players, I will say the players didn't play hard historically. Last year was a joke. But that gap, I thought, ruined the whole format. If they would have just, like, let them play, and there was all kinds of time in between. They could have done that whole thing before the players, in between the two games with Kenny, Charles, Shaq, and Ernie, but I just thought, like, that kind of really messed up the competitive edge that it was.
Yeah, Scal, the evening had no flow to it whatsoever. And I know they thought this new format with a team per guy from TNT would be great. But then when there's a 9-minute break to pay tribute to TNT's Inside the NBA and then 10 minutes for Mr. Beast to give away a cube of cash for a 3-point shot, it was difficult. And then now that going now, but you juxtapose that to the smash success, literally smash success, of the Four Nations tournament game the night before. And it has you wondering, do you think the NBA would accept some sort of international tournament or reconfiguration the way the NHL went about their All-Star celebration?
I do. I think it'll be just U.S. versus world. And, I think that'll be fun. I think, obviously, you know, you have some, like, Jokic, Wembanyama, like, you know, there's Luka, there's some guys, you know, SGA is from Canada. So I think that would be fun. I think that will probably be the format, and it'll go back to sort of the normal game. The only thing I would just say is, like, they can probably incentivize charities or players or whatever they want to do with whoever wins a quarter. You know, like, you could use a quarter score so it doesn't get out of hand. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I think Kevin Durant kind of said it best. Back in the day, it did get competitive for the fourth quarter. But before that, it was kind of like a dunk show, you know, guys in transition. Nowadays, it's like guys jacking up threes. So, obviously, it looks different. Guys aren't going to make every single three. Steph Curry pulling up from half court. But, you know, one thing we all have to realize is it's an all-star game. The NBA, yeah, I think, is an entertaining league. I think it's going to be great as it goes along. And they probably can't fix it, and no one's ever going to be happy. But there is a lot of good stuff around the league, and I don't think that that's a true reflection of where the league is at when you're going to go to an all-star game that doesn't mean anything.
And I guess just I'm kind of curious, like, what if Wemby's playing hard and then the other guy's like, bro, chill out, dude. This is an all-star game. I can see that happening, that dynamic. But part of me thinks, Scal, with all the games that you guys have to play and the demands just on just a long schedule season, I mean, would you have any issue if they just kind of scratch the whole thing? I mean, just give guys a break in the middle of the season. Why ask guys to kind of come fly in somewhere else and spend time, you know, doing all the stuff they ask them to do during an All-Star week when the season is as long as it is and the product is what it is? I mean, would you be okay if they just scrapped the whole thing together, all together?
No, I would. If I ruled the world, right?
Yeah, if then, you ruled the world.
I think it should be a Saturday night event, right? Mm-hmm. You don't need all this extra hoopla and stuff like that. I think the dunk contest could be condensed. I think the three-point contest can be condensed. I think that can kind of lead up into the All-Star game. I think it all could be on one big day, yeah, and then let the players go. Because if you can, you know, like, if players start playing games again on Wednesday or Thursday, you can let the players go. I think it'll be a little bit better. But, you know, like, guys get there on Friday. It's just like, it just gets dragged out for what reason. You know, we can play our last game on a Wednesday. Sometimes they have a game on a Thursday. So they could, you know, if there's a something happened, wildfires, they need to throw a game in there. But it should just be like really quick, boom, boom, you know, get in. And then I think Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then like guys who are in All-Stars usually don't practice on Wednesday, but they can start playing again on Thursday. So, yeah, I think I don't have a problem. You know, like, I will say this, like, thousands of commercials are shot during this time. You know, like, a lot of corporate events happen because all the stars are in one place. And it's really hard. Like, if you think about how, like, difficult it would be to get everybody in one location to shoot things.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's where the All-Star break in. And, like, Kia does commercials. All these people do NBA partnerships, do commercials during this time because you can have, like, cameos from each player, and it kind of works. So I don't think they'll scrap it, but they could condense it down. But and then, you know, like, obviously the players, like, the guys, like, I'm never going to be an All-Star, so it was nice for me at Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, get off. But those guys who actually need the break, the guys who are playing 38, 39 minutes a night, right, you know, their break is completely short. And it would be nice for those guys to get a better break.
Scal, Jaylen Brown had some comments that were a little bit critical of the San Francisco crowd and the atmosphere. And then there's been talk about, you know, Boston putting in a bid for the All-Star game. Do you think Boston could do it upright? Could the Garden be a good venue for the All-Star game? And do you think that's something that will be on the horizon with new ownership?
Yeah, so I think so. But I think, so from my understanding, this has nothing to do with Boston, the TD Garden or anything. From my understanding, like, this thing is turning into a much bigger event. And I think if you look at it, they're used, like, you know, Oakland was being used for some events, and the Bay was being used. Next year, L.A. is going to have multiple stadiums. So you guys help me. I mean, what other massive stadium, indoor stadium, would there be in Boston? I don't think it has anything to do with hotels. I think the issue is they need a second massive site, and I don't think the convention center
or Gannis
would do that. It has to be
Gannis Arena, maybe? It's not that big.
Which,
no.
So that's,
no, 15?
Yeah, so that's 12. Yeah, I think, like, that's the issue. I don't think the issue is hotels or anything like that. I think it has to do with, you know, sort of the indoor arenas and having multiple indoor arenas where you could have one event going on and then everyone could drive over to another event. But, you know, they also could just condense it, like I just said. And, you know, but I don't see why we need to have a Friday night, a Saturday night, and a Sunday night. Like, yeah, they can't make this one night or two nights, you know. I don't know. But you know, like the dunk contest, just pick two dunkers and have them dunk off and then be done. You know, right. Mac McClung was going to win this thing. Like, okay, does it need to be stretched out for an hour? I don't. Why does everything need to be stretched out? NBA games are stretched out. All-star games are stretched out. Dunk competitions are stretched out. Just make it fun. Back in the day, it was quick. Like, guys would just, like, get up, they'd dunk, and then they would move on. Now, it's just everything is such a big production.
Yeah, but they also weren't, like, setting up somebody holding a basketball on top of a Kia that they had to drive in under the hoop and, like, you know, all the pyrotechnics and, you know, logistical hurdles and everything. Hey, you know, it's Boston. Let's just do the NBA All-Star Game weekend all outdoors, Scal. Let's see if anybody can handle 18 degrees and 50-mile-an-hour gusts all weekend.
God. No, that would we know there'll be a lot of complaining about that, that's for sure.
It would be kind of awesome. But as far as the Celtics now, okay, like we could do, you know, another hour on the All-Star game, but like the Celtics, they go into the break, Scal, with some really positive momentum, and Jason Tatum especially led the charge into the break. Nice win against the Spurs in the final game before they took a week off. Do you think the Celtics will be able to carry the momentum they had going into the break out of the break with 25 games to go? And are you as hype as I believe our studio crew is here that they're playing their best basketball now and they're going to really get going?
So to me, it's Tatum, right? Like, look how good he's been playing. It's the best basketball he's played by 10, right? Because he's making every read. He's also scoring. He's attacking too, but he's moving the ball off of two. Like, you know, we've had different iterations of Tatum. We've had the one-on-one Tatum. Then we've had now, you know, like defense has started tilting his way. And he was a lot reluctant to pass, and we had the passing Tatum. Now we're having like a perfect combination of all the great Tatums is playing right now. Like, he's getting off the ball quick, and it's helping our team. And he's holding it longer when he needs to. He's like remember when Michael Jordan made that deal with Phil Jackson? I'll run your triangle, but I want to lead the league in scoring. Like, it's like that combination where I'm still going to get everyone involved. I'm still going to move the ball. I'm still going to make the right play, but I also want to score 35 in these matchups. So this is by far the best he's ever played. And I don't know. There's nobody beating us if he's doing this. So if he continues to do this, we will. But you also got to look at it like him playing this way also coincides with like Jaylen Brown and Jrue Holiday out. So what is up with our team when we're all together? Yeah, we're hyped. We're hyped, right? But we're hyped because we have guys out and we're playing great ball. Like, why don't we play great ball when everyone's healthy? Even though our starting group has trended that direction, starting to be the dominant force that they were last season, I think they're a plus 11 net rating over the course of the last, I don't know, month and a half, 2 months. So we've seen a little bit of that, but I just want like us to kind of like either A, play well together, or B, like we're going to still have to be kind of like pulled along by Tatum or Brown or our star players. So I have no problems with this team. I still am kind of looking for the team to say, like, okay, what are we going to do when we're fully healthy? And I guess playing hard and having meaningful games would probably go to that. But there was a stretch there where our starting group was really shaky there. But right now, you can't argue the way that we're playing.
Well, Scal, the games are getting more and more meaningful. 27 games left in the regular season. And I'm just curious, who scares you more out of the East? Is it Cleveland or is it New York?
Yeah, and it's the Knicks, but it's only because I don't know, like, the Mitchell Robinson is so an unknown factor, right? We beat them the other day, and they're like, they're just a fraction of themselves. Like, they didn't have to beat the Celtics when the Celtics are motivated, you got to have all hands on deck. They didn't have OG Anunoby, and they didn't have Mitchell Robinson. Now, listen, Mitchell Robinson could come back and he could suck. I have no idea. But I know that he could be a force. He could be a factor, right? He's a shot-blocking big. He's an offensive rebound big. He could be a problem. I just don't know if he's going to be a problem. But their team is better equipped to handle us this year than they were last year. And I think they're better equipped to handle us now than they were even when we just beat them the other day by 40 or something like that. So that team is a little scary because of the unknown. Cavs are good. I wonder if Evan Mobley knows how good he is. Like, he could be one of the best forwards in the East or maybe in the league. But he didn't have that mindset. You remember against us, like, we completely shut him down. The next night, he had 36. Wow. So what Evan Mobley is going to show up in a playoff series? I have no idea. But if any Evan Mobley that's hovering around 28 and 14, that's a real problem for us. And you see it's all trending the same thing. If shot blocking bigs or rim protecting bigs are usually a problem for us because teams don't have to help off our 3-point shooting when they have those guys back there. So it just becomes an issue. But if we negate those guys like the way we negated Wembanyama after the first 2 minutes, then we're going to have no problem just cruising through the East. But shot-blocking bigs do historically give us a problem.
Brian David Scalabrine from NBC nice. Sports Boston.
Thank you.
Did you take any flack last week for saying you'd trade Tatum for Wembanyama? Because we certainly did, and I hope you did too.
Nah, the whole league. I mean, why would I? No one brought that up to me, I don't think. I think everyone understands.
Okay.
Even though Tatum's a better player, it's just like, do anybody really think that he's not, like, going to be the next thing? He's 7'4", and he could shoot and handle and block shots. I mean, like, yeah, I think everyone would. I would trade. You guys know how much I love Jokic. I would trade Jokic for Wembanyama. That's saying a lot. That's SGA, a lot. Too, like anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jokic and Tatum? Mm-hmm.
No, not like that. That's crazy. No. But any one for one, it's...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's just, fiscally responsible at his age to go that direction, right? That's just the way it goes. Even though Tatum could be good for another 10 years, like, it's just, Wemby is just, like, such a different, it changes everything. But we'll see. I could be wrong. Cause did you guys watch him live? Like, the guy didn't own his face at all. Mm-hmm. And that's a big part of the NBA. And I know he's young and all those things, but if you don't own your space – Ted, like if you don't own the line of scrimmage, you can't win, right? I don't care how good your quarterback is, right? You have to win the line of scrimmage.
And you better win it.
In the NBA.
Yeah, you got to win it early, too, to make sure they know it's going to be a long day, right?
Yeah. I just think like there's the unspoken rule of the NBA or even maybe football, too, I don't know. But it's like it's all about like dominating your space and dominating the restricted area. And like it's all about the rough and tumble. But no one talks about that. It's always about like the guy knocking down threes or the dunk. Man, it comes down to who's owning space and who's not. And Wemby's a great player. Just doesn't own his space right now. No disrespect to him. Great player. I would trade the whole league for him. But he just doesn't own his space right now.
Scal, if I were a betting man, should I lay the 8 points coming out of the break in Philly? Is that a safe bet? You like that?
Dude, you know, coming out of the break is the wildest thing. Last year, my son likes to like mess around and text me things. Right? He picked every favorite on the money line, in the NBA first day, and he won the bet. It was like some kind of plus 3,000. So I don't know, but I was like, ain't no way there's not going to be one upset. Last year, he laid the money line on every single one, and it hit. So I would say maybe look at that and look at who the favorites, and you try to parlay some of those. It hit last year. Look at the first game out of the break. The first game out of the break last year, it hit, and I've been paying him off ever since.
I love it. Okay, betting advice, expert advice on the All-Star game. Scal, appreciate you joining us. Looking forward to the final stretch of the season here. Thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you,
Scal.
See you, buddy.
NBC Sports Boston's Brian David Scalabrini. I can't take credit for that. There was a texter that was like, use his middle name, see how he reacts. That was Scal. He does a great job. I didn't know he was out at the All-Star game, so that's interesting. Boots on the ground perspective out there of whatever you think that was. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we are very excited. Keith Tkachuk, Papa Tkachuk, the dad of Matthew, dad of Brady, and insider for the Four Nations final tomorrow night at the Boston Garden. The TD Garden, which will be the focal point of the sports world, I think. That's Keith Tkachuk, not an NHL Hall of Famer, not a Hockey Hall of Famer. We're going to get to the bottom of that, too, up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by VisitFortMyers.com. Bruins and Team USA defenseman Charlie McAvoy remains hospitalized at Mass General Hospital with an infection in his right shoulder and a significant injury to his AC joint, the Bruins announced on Wednesday. His status for the NHL season, which restarts on Saturday, is unclear, and he's considered to be week-to-week. The Americans take on Team Canada in the Four Nations Face-Off Final on Thursday night at TD Garden. We'll have coverage of that game beginning at 8 p.m. right here on 93.7 WEEI and our affiliates. As the Red Sox continue to navigate positional decisions across the lineup, here's what Red Sox pitcher Lucas Giolito had to say about the state of the team in the clubhouse.
I think that we have a really good mesh. Team chemistry's kind of off the charts right now, and I think that, yeah, we're in a pretty good position.
I guess we'll have to take his word for it. The Celtics return to action tomorrow night on the road against the Philadelphia 76ers. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Boston starts their post-All-Star break stretch with three of their first four on the road. And in football news, the Patriots have released linebacker Sione Takitaki. Last season with New England, Takitaki played in 11 games with four starts and finished with 18 total tackles and three special teams tackles. Also, the Eagles filled their vacant offensive coordinator job from within, promoting passing game coordinator and associate head coach Kevin Petullo to the post earlier today. He'll replace Kellen Moore, who was hired as the New Orleans Saints head coach shortly after Philadelphia's Super Bowl win over Kansas City. And the NFL informed teams today that the 2025 salary cap will range from $277.5 to $281.5 million. That's an increase of anywhere between $22 and $26 million from last season. Hey, Red Sox fans, it's time for spring training in Fort Myers. Cheer on your favorite team at JetBlue Park, then explore the area between games. Turning your love for baseball into a relaxing vacation just feels right. Start planning at VisitFortMyers.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. U.S. Olympian and former NHL forward Keith Tkachuk joins the afternoon crew, and that's next.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes, and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.